What's going on? This is WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. I'm one of your hosts for Cool Like the Head, Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Kilbert.
We got frequent caller on the show tonight, Nick Schultz.
Yo, what's going on?
How's it going, Nick? And my brother Liam sounds a lot like
Jonathan's clone. We apologize in advance. You will not be able to. You will not be able to tell the difference. Liam, introduce yourself.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, Liam. Liam, say that again one more time for us.
Hey, what's up, I'm Liam?
There we go.
You don't even know if I could just be making this dude up right now.
Yeah, dude. Let's be real. There's the question for the night.
Yeah. Could have pre-recorded this.
Once again, so that's Jonathan. Liam, say something.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, that's Liam.
Yeah, you're not here, like pointing to them, like
pointing, like
he's got some hands.
Well, you know, Ira Glass said that radio is a very visual experience. It's very true.
Ira Glass.
Yeah.
R.I.P. baby.
All right. Well, hopefully you can hear it in the background of us right now. We got that new Kendrick.
That was good.
Jonathan, I want some Pithecanthropus erectus.
Coming in.
I'm into those ancient beasts of yore. Giant drunk Charles Mingus has roamed the land of Jurassic.
Profile of Jackie. There we go.
Thank you. are back on WMFO Medford. It's 1:10 in the morning. This is Cool Like the Head.
I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Carbutt.
I'm Bobby Familiar. We're speaking right now with Liam Carbutt, Jonathan's clone brother.
Here to visit. Yeah, so I was thinking tonight. I was watching this dude in this movie. We were watching headbutt a dude to get out of the way, you know. We were watching this movie called Running Scared earlier. And he just kind of grabs the guy by the, like, the kind of like the collar of his neck and just headbutts him in the face.
That's the perfect opening move to any.
I don't know. I was like, that would hurt my face. I feel like I don't think I would go in.
No, it's like headbutting first. A soccer ball, man. And you got to get it. Top of your forehead to the bridge in the nose. It takes 8 pounds of pressure to break a nose. Yeah, that's nothing.
Quick headbutt to the nose. Yeah, but what if you miss? What if you go forehead to forehead? Like, I feel like I don't have good aim because my eyes are kind of like I'm throwing my head.
That's why you gotta, when you grab their shirt, you're pulling them towards you. It's a double motion. You're pulling them towards you and throwing your head forward.
I thought you would want to kind of push them back first and then kind of whiplash them toward you.
I think that's too much time. They might be able to pull something out of their pocket in that amount of time.
In that amount of time? No, because then they're gonna, like, their reflexes just kind of fall back. You got them vulnerable. You just, like, whip them forward and just kind of just, like, bash your forehead right into their, like mouth and mouth and nose.
That would give them enough time to, like, brace themselves and, like,
no, man. They wouldn't know what they would not know what's going on. They'd just be like, oh!
I don't know. I don't think you're as fast as you think you are, Jonathan.
But you just go in quick. It's all one fluid thing. You know, yeah. Push and pull.
I'm sure you've practiced that a lot of times in your shower.
In the shower, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, with all the other pretend. People that shower in the same, you know.
I was thinking you would pretend fighting.
It's like, play,
it's like a police
play in the shower.
Let's practice our headbutts, guys. See you in the showers.
Can't wait.
I was thinking you were like imaginary fighting,
training in the shower,
just training in the shower, like Ip Man. Just
by the way, yeah, watched Game of Death last night. Highly recommended.
That's Bruce second. Lee, right?
A lot of action.
Dude, Bruce Lee is fucking ruthless, man. He's no Jackie Chan. I was looking at that. He's straight up cracking dudes on... He's cracking dudes' backs. He's on his knee. He just, like... At one point, he just pulls out these darts and he just throws them into a guy's neck. Like, he's... Because I'm leaving some fatalities in his way.
Yeah, he, like, executes. Jackie Chan would never do that.
He's fighting, like, a 7-foot
Jackie Chan's
tall
a stuntman. Jackie Chan is an incredible stuntman.
He's all about disarming dudes, though. He's not about, like, killing guys.
It's different...
Self-defense.
It's different philosophies of martial arts. Is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's like Bobby Lowe. He's like...
Bobby Lowe? Game of Death? Game of Death? Bobby Lowe. Dude's a badass motherfucker, dude.
Hey, play some soundtracks from that movie.
Yeah, nah, we'll play some. We got something coming up a little bit later, but right now we got Recognize from Smith & Wesson.
Mm.
There we go. Some hip hop.
Yeah. For the 90 now. All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize my brother.
Boot camp coming through. One,
click,
two,
click,
three.
Click.
Three, two, one. Represent my son. Show him how it's done. Yeah.
What up? I heard that you got a little prob with the way that we roll in the heads we done rob. Sticking and flicking the bangers, throwing them out to your neck. Another beat down inflicted by that nigga tech. And for your backstabbers, yeah, I got the sharp dagger.
Uh-huh.
And a left hook that'll cause your jawbone to shatter. Who's skilled enough to come test the weed or two?
Yeah.
Titans from Bucktown that'll burn through your crew. I got the vibe from the session in the back with niggas and straps on the ground, puffing meth and kicking raps. Smith and Wesson coming with enough buds of skunk. Fake the funk. And get found dead in the trunk.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads
realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
Back again, make room for the boom. Up in the lock, getting high to a beat minus two. Stroke my gap, cause where I live's at's a lot of rats.
Cushion pain.
Is my brain, so I don't sweat that. Instead, I map with a tech in the door. My man Ruckus and rocking your ripper, what up, Bach?
The deal's going down like this. Run up at the mouth, watch your lips, and my boots do a French kiss. Putting the end to those who tend to get me aggravated. I'm tired of counting dudes and adding up the years we waited. Be on the lookout for these mad blunt smoke to keep your girl away from me, cause I won't hesitate to stroke.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise,
recognize,
you better recognize.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise,
recognize,
you better recognize.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise,
recognize,
you better recognize.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise, you better recognize.
Feeling the rush from the kind of bus plant, but I can't limp, cause niggas get me in. Talking this and that, but my rap format's fat. And I slap cats that commence to stab backs. Never could I ever agree on cutting loose a lot of my troops that I roll with for eons. Be on your tippy top or you quickly drop by the crooked cops or the local cop blockers on your block. I watch my back when for them. Some say the buzz, but I say the fuzz bass for my health. Huh, critics get banged like critic bold. First I get lifted with my click before ripping the show. So I say what I mean what I say, do what I do when me not play. Stay on guard for punks who play hard. Don't be surprised, I'm pulling your card. You better recognize.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise,
recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise,
recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize,
recognize,
real heads on the rise,
recognize.
You better recognize.
Realize,
recognize,
Smith and Wesson on the rise.
Better recognize, nigga.
All hands on the rise. You better recognize. I'll meet each and every individual who listen to that voice in your head will never kick it through. True, yeah. Timberland boots in your motherfucking dome. Peace. Timberland boots, fun style, fun style. Jacob hung high.
Yes, the name of this shit here is Le Fleur, Le Fleur, Eshkoshka, the Fat Fox.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
See, help the scale to be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Vibes land from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pow straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best,
and
y'all.
Shake your chest, y'all.
Chest,
like
y'all.
A rumba, serang, gun clap a number. One on the set, man, I cut you like lumber. Still play the back in my thunder gear. Down to my underwear. Make all your motherfuckers wonder where I come from. Cause motherfuck Dapper Dan. I'm a gun clapper fan. Plus I run rappers, man. Fat Five, Mad Live, blow up the spot. Drew High gets the paper. But Black Moon still gets the prize.
Ayo, next to snap a neck, be big R.O.C. K, send MCs to me in squad to three. Say, rockin' this monster as he for real it can be. See him in action as he transform that man's me. Enemies ain't caught him, ain't a welcome back in my home. Knots get blown like quarter slots and pay phones. Phone home or return like Jedi. I bet I can without lie give your stupid ass the red
man,
eye.
Man, I like niggas who can't see past a little bit of light.
What?
You come test a champion, you're gonna die tonight.
What?
And 6 feet deep is where you sleep. Wow. Eternally resting in peace, you feel relief. Now big up to all my true heads in the east. Stalking the block, not leaving a house without the gap. You best to believe that Fat Five got my back.
Got my back.
Like that.
Like that.
Control the masses with metaphors that's massive. Don't ask if the nigga rucker bash it like ashes. I'm drastic when it comes to verbs, I be flipping. Cause herbs just be shitting off the words I be kicking. I scold you, double headed sword for the petty. But I told you, bitch niggas, that heads ain't ready. Now I mold you back to the bitch that you are. Fucking with the ruckus, get bruised, battered, and scarred.
Guess who? Punk chump, your brain just blew. It's the original gun clapper, too. Rushing through, three on three, you can't see we cause we stay tight and not too many niggas wanna fight. Since nigga wear a nigga in the cipher of the camp, just got amping, so I took him out for a dance. Bigger triggers falling down like the bridges of London, but ain't too many niggas
yes,
running.
Yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
See, help the scale to be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Five slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yes, y'all. Hey, yo, why, yo, why did I need cappuccino? Scar on my face, but I'm not Al Pacino.
What, three amigos?
Sparsky and Dutch with ring, more drama than what?
A primetime NBC TV show. Heads don't know when damn show ain't ready.
Nah.
Niggas walk the streets with more boot than Betty.
Shit, they get heavy.
Back up retreat, now surrender. My pawn hit your mind, mix thoughts just like a blender.
Then a dish off from a shooting yard to a center. Like Rockefeller, you hit rock bottom when you enter.
OGC rush the scene, permission for backup. Yeah. Baseball bat attack like Jersey fools that act up.
Actor.
Punks and facts, then Petro. Go get though. Pepto Bismol before this nigga let
get
go.
Get that girl with you, Duke. Who screwed? I blew through. Two crews who claim they got funk may be true, cause they
everybody
do.
Everybody afraid, ain't nobody yapping no more. I've evidence on your click, so y'all niggas hit the floor with that mouth murdering. You got that ass in hot water. Now I just order, send a piece to your headquarters to take away your strike.
Stripes.
Fucked up tonight. You don't do right, you grind, get dead despite. My click foundation stay stick through the war. I'm keeping my eye out for infiltrators at the door.
It's a shame how these MCs are wannabes. Front on knees and get hung up like dungarees.
Please
ease off, select, I strangle Rex. Your plus bust asses on whoever passes through my sector.
So, what you gonna do when you're stuck at 32? Degrees, please get off your knees and follow these.
Now, swallow these.
Buck shots from the rifle, then I will make niggas beat it and scream like Michael.
So, how many corny MC gwan try? I'm a strength, set shit off like the 4th of July.
Nobody.
Why?
Cause everybody is bodies, my brother. I smother a nigga, then the ruck bounce like rubber.
Step to the stage, set the microphone on fire. Yo, desires to call me sire, cause I'm flyer.
Live like wires.
Beast from the east, who is he? When I roar like a grizzly, they say damn, he gets busy.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
OGC, help the skelter be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Five slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
And shake your chest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Best, y'all.
1, 2, 3, rock and rock, be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Five slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best,
and
y'all.
Rock your chest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, yes, y'all.
Yeah,
yes, yes, y'all. Three amigos and Sparsky and Dutch. Oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Fab Five,
Fab Five in the house.
Short that full court pressure.
As we say in Eshkoshkin, as we, oh yo, look, as we say in Eshkoshkin, Mfla, Mfla,
Eshkoshkin.
It was jam packed to the ceiling with stuff, making it hard for crews to knock down that fire, but it is out now, and firefighters say they will be there all day mopping up. 7X News reporter Malcolm Maddox tells us why the fire was so dangerous to those who had to fight it.
You know, the location of this fire didn't present a particular problem because the fire station is right across the street. And as fires go, this wasn't a raging inferno, but nonetheless, firefighters had the hardest time putting this thing out.
We got a lot of junk from floor to ceiling in there. They've been pouring a lot of water on it for a long time now.
That was around 6 this morning. The fire had been burning for more than an hour at that point. And 4 hours later,
you can see it's still smoldering.
And if you look closely, you can see why. The sheer amount of stuff inside this home make it uninhabitable. And those same conditions make firefighting next to impossible.
We'll be spraying water in, but it actually won't get to where the embers are. And the only way to get at it is to open that up and get it.
The home has apparently been vacant for years. The owner says it belonged to his late mother, who recently passed away. He says he hasn't had time to get inside and survey the
home. We up, yeah, we slumping. Zombie fully functioned. Fuck corruption, lies vivid as Janet titties, terrorist experiments. America's full of shit, blinded by skin color, blinded by his lover, blinded by shining lights, and you the gift of life. Relax my mind till it's do or die. Each moment's a mineral, poetry's protein. The verses of vitamin effects like codeine.
What you gonna do when
them
zombies come for you? Who you gonna do?
Trust none of my homies. Juice lace my split for PCP and never told me. Pass me a couple bleaches and send me sip on this codeine. Wash it down with OE. Now I'm throwed up like OGs. My voice hold the beat down, it's the anchor. And my niggas stay with the metal like Kurt Angle. Zombies blowing up like the Boston Marathon. Boom, war too soon, opposite of late bloom. Dunk from the free throw once I was spewed from the womb. Survival of the fittest, I ate my twin in the womb. And due to Robin Givens, I may never drum the boom. And while you pay for pussy, I was out and paid dues. Stage diving, turned a couple thousand people to my pool. You a fool if you think I ain't on the move. I am it, I am new, I exude, but can I be reproduced? Execute for my grimy and my destitute.
What you gonna do when them zombies come for you? What you gonna do?
In your face at the pearly gates. At 24, a nigga special like he 38. The limerick, I kick his four-finger ring. Shit, I twist the motherfucker limbs up like a green spliff. Defying odds, no facade, man, my city like ours. So if this trio me, I'm never trying to be the prize. Rap produce, half amused when I scribe thought. Quiet man, so if I can't stand it, I'ma fall. I'd rather be a failure than never mention it all. The dimensions of the mind measure crime like yellow tape. Music to bass, swap my heart for an 808. You out of shape, smoking great, good God, like JR. Nostrils filled with the potency of smoking keys. All the windows down, so you know it's me. By down, my radiator hiss like my Amy wine. For now, for now, for now, for now, for now.
What you gonna do when them zombies come for you? What you gonna do when them zombies come for you? What you gonna do when them zombies come for you?
What up? We are back on the air with y'all. My name is Bobby Familiar. This is Cool Like the Head.
Jonathan Carbot. That was just Flatbush Zombies Death. They got a new album coming out today, 3001, A Laced Odyssey. I'm pumped.
Yeah. It's going to be savage.
It's going to be fire.
So, Nick, you got lost in the WMFO studios. There's like four rooms here, man.
I did, dude. I wasn't paying attention, and I just, like, walked in a bathroom that was, like, the other bathroom, and I was like, oh, shit, when I walked out, like...
Then did you go back to the other bathroom to retrace your steps?
Yeah. No, I went into the other bathroom after that, and I,
what was in the bathroom, man? Was there something in there you're not telling us about?
A marker for me to sign my name.
How convenient.
I made it back, and that's what matters.
I'll have to go in and check it out. I saw one of my favorite ones... In bold black letters, it just says "butts and farts." I really like that. Butts and farts.
I want to do. I think it'd be cool to do like a cool like butts and farts, or something. Man. Like one of those like gas masks or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be hard to draw though.
Yeah, someone tried to do it on like the light in there.
Oh damn,
that'd be a good place to draw. Why hasn't anybody gone there?
Yeah, there used to be in the studio. There used to be a. Above us, there used to be a electric wire that was tied into a noose, and there's a hole in the drywall where it looks like someone tried to tie it to the ceiling support. I don't know, whatever happened to that.
I like how people are signing the ceiling tiles. I think that's really neat. Yeah,
what if there was just dude like Brooks?
Yeah. You definitely couldn't kill yourself with that kind of wire. You want to get rope that's at least 3 inches.
You're also really
there.
Short. Yeah, like really you'd have to be like you need holding your rope. Knees up. Yeah.
I hear it's all about the knot.
it's all about the knot, and you don't want to tie it to a ceiling like you this. Break the ceiling's off. Just going to break. Yeah. You want to get something sturdy.
How humiliating would that be?
A nice, a 2x4 cross beam, a metal bar, something sturdy, something that's bolted into the wall.
I don't know.
I feel like a balcony would be a good
balcony.
Place.
Hang dramatic. Yourself out of a window. That's pretty heavy. That's like
like kids. You gotta have a drive statement. By and like.
Yeah, you gotta have a sign in your hands like. Fuck you!
All your eyes are cameras.
All your eyes are cameras.
Are they?
Yeah, someone should do like a copycat of the one in the bathroom, right? All butts and no farts. makes John, a dull boy.
No butts, all farts.
No
oh,
butts.
Man, I'm all farts, no butts.
Yeah.
More butts.
Thank you for tuning in to Deep Conversation on Cool Like the Head. We like to keep it topical. We like to be talking about what's relevant, what people like,
You thinking butts? We got that.
You thinking farts? Of course we got that.
Yeah. Huh. Man, butts and farts. There's so much beauty in the world.
Some highbrow.
Sometimes
humor.
I can't take it.
Yeah, right.
It's like a jungle sometimes.
Makes me wonder.
Too many butts. Right. Not enough MCs, yo. Flipped it, you know. Too many MCs, not enough butts, or I don't know.
Butt man coming.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay. All right. What's your guys' background with graffiti, of tagging the local scene? What do you guys do?
You gotta hit.
You mark up public sphere.
Yeah, you gotta hit the public sector, man. None of this, no cars or private property. Nah. That's just mean.
Someone's house. Can't.
I go for. I used to do signs.
Signs
like all throughout my neighborhood.
Oh hell yeah!
There are signs with my tag and just like silver Sharpie, like right in the middle of it. So it's just shit like that.
Yeah. Around like fifth grade, me and my friend were scootering around and tagging like water filtration systems and street signs. PSA: pigs suck ass. Hardcore.
Yeah.
I tagged them. What was it? It was some kind of fucking like box. It was just at this basketball court, and it was like one of the few places I actually tagged with like paint. It was mad fun. I crashed like so much because I didn't have like one of the like gas mask things. Like, I did a pretty complex.
That'd be
like,
sketchy
thing.
As fuck. You so like, see a guy like, doing that, like, God damn it, it's a terrorist.
Yeah,
I think it was some chemical warfare.
Yeah. Nuclear
fallout. Building. Dude, I remember one time in like third grade, I wrote some bad shit under the desk. Put my gum under there too. That's pretty hardcore.
Fuck society.
One time.
Hey, fuck you, Mr. Jones.
One time in second grade, Davis Edwards gave me a wet willy and I told on him, and the teacher made him go sit by a desk by himself in the corner, and then he just cried for the rest of the day.
Now you told on him?
Hmm.
Yeah, man, he gave me a wet willy. What the fuck
Yo,
is that?
Back in like Sunday. Kindergarten. I hit a kid with like the realest like comeback. Like, I've never seen a kid like start bawling so much from like one thing. But he was saying like, "Oh, you're a loser," blah blah blah. And I just looked him dead in the eye and I said, "Your mom has no friends."
What?
He just started bawling.
That's cold.
He told on me like immediately. There wasn't even like a conversation. Like, he beelined for the teacher. Like, I was like, "No!"
Just telling.
Yeah.
Fucking chump, man.
I wonder what that kid's up to now.
Me too.
Yeah. Maybe he got taken out, man.
Mark Levi.
Snitch.
Yeah, dude, get him back.
you gotta roll up to his house one day like, "Hey, remember me?"
Hey, how's your mom?
You ratted me out in kindergarten.
If your class had a class guinea pig or something like that.
Yeah.
Did your class ever have a class guinea pig?
We'd be a hamster.
Yeah. What you gotta do? Cut off the hamster's head and put it in the kid's bed.
On his doorstep.
For some reason, I just thought instead we should just like tag the hamster.
Write your name in hamster blood.
Yeah.
I was just gonna draw it with a Sharpie.
I'm back. Yeah. Or like some like ominous and like, "You're next." What do we got in the background? Right,
this is confirmation. Jesus is the way. If you're into gospel music, I highly suggest this group.
Jesus is the way.
Way.
Righteous. Way.
Righteous. Bro.
Yeah, man. I found Jesus.
I found him.
Was he in the bathroom, Nick?
Yeah, that's where I found him.
You know what? I was looking into a continuously flushing toilet this afternoon, and I found Jesus, dude. He was just kept flushing. I just looked into
How
it
many
for
ga-
like
okay,
5
yeah,
or 10
yeah, yeah,
minutes.
So, breaking news. This is breaking news. Attention. There's a continuously flushing toilet in
Never
Lewis.
Ending. Someone just tried to flush a poop, and
Wait,
it just...
Where is
it? It went into
I think
a
it's
going to
create a black
Lewis,
hole. Yeah.
The Lewis first floor bathroom... It just won't stop flushing. There's just there's a whirlpool. If you jumped in, you might come out on the other side, dude. No, the middle one.
It'll pop up in Australia.
Wait, which one?
The middle stall of the first floor bathroom.
I'm gonna go check that out on my way home.
Go investigate.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, it's a good throw some claws. Throw some objects in there.
Yeah, there's some pens.
Sucked in.
This is getting some pencils thrown into oblivion.
How many gallons of water is that a day?
Hey, there's an ocean, right? There's an ocean merch drawn from it. Why don't we use salt water in sewage?
An episode of like Magic School Bus.
Why don't we use salt water in sewage?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know.
That's, why don't we?
Like, I feel like maybe the salt would corrode.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like that would also.
I feel like it's we're humans. Like we have countermeasures to deal with that in pipes.
Yeah, it'd be hard to always pipe your shit from the ocean. Like think about Nebraska.
We
kind of
already pump it into the ocean.
What do they do with their shit? Just like
pump it in like they have reservoirs
and like burn it.
Burn it.
They bury it under the ground.
That's someone's job, dude.
No, they burn it.
Shit.
Like, they make big piles of it and then just
light
it up.
Why don't we use it for fertilizer or something?
Like, we do.
Or, like, building material, like mud brick.
Ew, man, I don't want a house made of shit.
Why don't we use, like, runoff water for, like, just use that for the, have, like, a separate septic for the toilet and then something else for the sinks. So you just got, that would be a pretty complicated plumbing setup, but worth it in the end.
Runoff?
No, just use some, like, spare water. Why do we need clean water for shit?
I don't know. Sometimes water splashes up on my butt. I don't want it.
Dude, that's my least favorite thing ever.
Like, yeah, I was afraid of toilet snakes for a long time, too.
It like, hurts a little.
No, wait. Jonathan, elaborate, please.
You never got that.
Toilet snakes?
Right, give me the mic.
Sounds like
song.
A gang.
I'm gonna fade in. I gotta get some funky. I don't know. I was afraid of toilet snakes popping up and jumping on my butt, dude.
Yeah.
That's not a real fear, though, man. That's not.
No, no. What I was more afraid of was the toilet spiders underneath the fucking toilet lid. I would always lift it up and be like, there's some spiders under here. I got some spiders that just like live under my bed now. They crawl
dude,
up the side
scare
of the
wall. The shit out of me.
There's a lot of them. There's a nest.
You were a very anxious child. No, Jonathan, those spiders that live under your bed, I think that's a biblical style plague because neither Aaron nor I have seen any of these spiders.
In the middle of the night, there'll be spiders in my bed. Yeah, crawling up the side of the wall. But, oh!
Those exist only for you.
Whoa!
Jonathan, you did something horrible.
Yeah.
Those spiders are a curse that
maybe
exist only for you.
That's someone coming back from the afterlife. Like
in the form of spiders?
Reincarnated, like I'm just going to plague this dude with spiders because he wronged me.
I would totally come back as spiders.
Yo, why is my mic wet?
Your mic is wet?
Your mic is wet?
Just feel this. It's so weird.
Are you spitting on it now?
No, dude. Like, I'm like far from
Nick,
it.
Stop making out with your microphone in the corner, man.
Get a little spit on it. I like it. It's all wet.
Making out. We're putting moist. That record on.
Oh, yeah. We got a little something spin.
Yeah.
Coming out. We're saving that for Deep Trap.
Deep track
listeners to Cool What the Head. It's
yeah, it gets
you know, forbidden tracks.
It gets 18 and it gets 18 and up at 1:45.
Audio erotica.
You know, just come back at 1:45 alone. You know, maybe
radio
just put on headphones.
Shut your doors. Tell your mom.
Yeah, shut the lights off. Get under the blanket.
Get your favorite lotion.
Flashlight.
Your Kleenex.
Yeah, and your imagination.
No, you don't need your imagination. You got cool like the head.
Throw on a few condoms.
No. Throw on a few condoms. Yeah. Oh, PSA. This is our PSA
like
of the hour. Attention, please. Attention, please. All sexually active people.
What does that even mean?
If you, what is that? What do you mean?
What is sexually active, man?
If you're having sex with other people in any way, shape, or form.
I feel like, though,
man.
Like you're just doing it yourself still means you're sexually active.
All right. Whatever. Not the point, man. I'm trying to spread information to the public. This is really important information. If you think the power of one condom is great, how about the power of
everyone
two,
knows this.
Three, four condoms?
This is in, like,
layer up your condoms, people. It can only make them safer.
It's like the layers of the Titanic.
Like, yeah.
That's it's like when you're going out to shovel on a cold winter's eve. You want to put on layers. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Because like, think about how many barriers it has to go through.
Yeah.
Two?
It's like buying insurance.
True.
invest.
They should come out with like
they come three Kevlar in the pack. Why not just use three?
Yeah, you. They come three in the pack because that's for one time. You're supposed to put all three.
One of them you just use as the clean to clean the rest.
It's like wearing a tire.
One of them goes inside the other one. It's like the tubing inside the tire.
Bearings, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, practice safe sex. Use multiple condoms.
Yeah, when the lights are low coming up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, give it to me, Jonathan.
Close to me, you love me right down to my knees. Yeah, whenever you let me hit it. Sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off the love, don't know how to behave.
Hey, Stella, baby. I just saw your old man going to work. How about me coming over and rhyming that good pussy of yours?
Sweet Dick, you know you don't have to ask me for me. My pussy is always an open invitation to you.
Baby, don't you even wash your pussy. I want to do that when I get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you right between your titties and then break down like a shotgun.
Come on in, sweet dick. My pussy been jumping ever since you called. I'm ready to fuck now.
Baby, didn't your old man fuck you last night?
Oh, hell, that motherfucker.
Brown sugar got me open, now I want some more. Always down for my nauseous wine, but I think I'm here to solo. Hope my niggas don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit me. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
Damn, pull them hair. Hey, is my titty firm enough for you?
Goddamn right, I'm gonna fuck you before they get here. Lay your ass down, girl.
Shit, push that dick in, sweet dick.
Ooh, yeah. Long dick in your pussy.
Oh.
Do it. Take it all.
Sweet. Oh.
What you gonna do with it?
Oh, baby. You got an educated dick.
Yeah,
come on,
I
educate
know what I
this
got.
Pussy, baby.
Got.
Come on.
Take it.
Oh,
get
you
it.
Sweet motherfucker. Yeah. Woo! Jesus.
I'm ready to shoot this hot cum in your cunt. It's gonna whitewash your whole insides, girl.
Coming,
get into
dick.
It.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Get it. Come all over my dick, baby. Get that the bottom of your stomach. Woo! God damn, you got a good pussy. You bitch, you. Never gave me any pussy, so how would you know how big my dick is, girl?
I know some of the women you fuck. They tell who can fuck, who got big dicks. You were number one on the list.
Dig it. When are you gonna find out for yourself how big my dick is?
I can't say now. I got the rag on.
Baby, that don't mean shit to me. I'm a game butcher.
You mean you would fuck me with all this blood running out?
Baby, I would swim through a pool of shit and vomit to get some pussy.
Oh, shit, you get me all hot and heavy.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A silk on princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a peep, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool, and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps, cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game, stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on me, but
we're here to say goodnight to y'all. This has been Cool Like the Head. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbo. We had two guests on the show tonight. Liam and Nick, thanks for coming on.
Yo, anytime. Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You'll hear more from Nick. He's a frequent caller. Liam's one of our oldest listeners and Jonathan's clone, so he's very special to the show. All right, we got one more song coming on for everybody. I want you to snuggle up with your special somebody. Get those,
or if you don't
nighttime,
have anyone,
get those nighttime
like
sparkles
me
in your eyes.
Or just like kind of go to the... Go to your happy place.
Yeah.
You made it through one more day. That's really good.
That's a dub in my book.
Hey, at least you're not tied up in some dude's basement right now.
Yeah, tied to like a radiator.
At least you're not hog-tied.
Pretend to be the
or US you family. Are
yeah, with a giant butt plug in your anus.
Yeah, okay. Or you are.
Let's end on a positive.
Shout out to your captor for letting you listen to WMMF.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, Nick. But let's end on a positive note. So really, all you tiny dancers at Tufts, spark up what you got and listen to our last song, that
America,
La America.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some